Hey there, everybody. John here with Crypto Top 10, coming at you with a bit of a different video today. As always, right off the top, thank you to everyone who has subscribed by hitting that little subscribe button wherever you happen to see it. I really do appreciate it. It helps me out immensely. But let's hop in and talk about things. So with the recent presidential election in the United States and the controversy surrounding it afterwards, dust seems to be settling a little bit, and what many people expected is coming to pass. It's looking pretty certain that Biden is going to be certified as the election winner come December 14th, and he will be taking over for Donald Trump. Now, I've seen a lot of fear in the cryptocurrency community from people going as far as saying Biden's going to ban Bitcoin to, you know, they're going to regulate it to death and things like that. And I really dislike the fear mongering. If anything, Biden could be pretty good for Bitcoin. I'm going to take you through some different things. Now, Biden being good for Bitcoin isn't because Biden likes Bitcoin. In fact, Biden has had, well, really no strong opinion of Bitcoin whatsoever. Trump has, on a few different occasions, come out pretty negative towards Bitcoin, not liking it, but not really doing anything to stop it, just voicing his displeasure. John Bolton had a book called The Room Where It Happened, stating that back in 2018, Trump told Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin to go after Bitcoin. However, that was regarding trade sanctions and tariffs against China back in May of 2018. So that's kind of where that probably came from. China does mine quite a bit of Bitcoin, so that might have been all he was thinking of. And in fact, that's probably what led to Trump in July of 2019 tweeting out just some pretty negative things about Bitcoin, calling it not money and based on thin air. Now, I actually do agree with Trump. Bitcoin is totally based on thin air, but so is pretty much all money at this point. The U.S. dollar is not backed by anything other than our faith in it and the fact that the government guarantees it. That's it. Like, it's not backed by gold or silver like it was back in, like, you know, the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. It is literally based on thin air. But whatever. You know, when this all came out in July of 2019, the Treasury Secretary backed it up, stating the White House was looking at all crypto assets and did subsequently claim that Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies are used for money laundering more often than cash is. I would argue that it's not, though that may just have something to do with the fact that there's way more cash than there is crypto, but it is definitely something that is happening. But Trump also did good Bitcoin things as well. When he appointed Mick Mulvaney, White House Chief of Staff, back in October of 2018, that guy was pretty pro-Bitcoin, called it a currency that is not manipulatable by any government. It seems more and more Trump's negative attitude towards Bitcoin was more based around the fact that China uses Bitcoin a lot, and he's not a huge fan of China, rather than actual hate directed at the cryptocurrency itself, because the administration hasn't made any real moves to ban Bitcoin or anything like that. In fact, Attorney General William Barr, a Trump appointee, he, along with the Cyber Digital Task Force, published a cryptocurrency enforcement framework to help law enforcement fight elements using digital currencies for illicit ends, such as payment facilitation and things like that. FBI Director Christopher Wray was quoted as saying, "Criminals are now using cryptocurrency to try to prevent us from following the money across a wide range of investigations." He also did say, which I did like this quote, "We see firsthand the dangers posed when criminals bend the important technological promise of cryptocurrency to illicit ends." There is a pro-crypto statement in there, saying it's got a lot of promise, and it stinks that these guys are using it illegally. On top of that, another member of the Cyber Digital Task Force, praised cryptocurrencies and the blockchain, saying they present tremendous promise for the future, but that it is critical that these important innovations follow the law. So even in the own enforcement language that this report was published in, a lot of people who had a hand in it seem pretty pro-Bitcoin, or at the very least, Bitcoin neutral. Now, the FBI is a fairly independent service. Christopher Wray will probably remain the director for a little bit. I don't see him being replaced by Biden, so that's pretty good. Barr is out. That much I know for sure. Biden does not really care for Barr, and Barr has done some pretty controversial things in his time as Attorney General. But it's still interesting. Biden's going to be inheriting this, and I don't see him doing anything too crazy. On top of that, over at the SEC, another government agency, we've got Jay Clayton, who is going to be leaving. He's the chairman. He's leaving at the end of the year. He was the guy who laid the groundwork for the SEC going after ICOs back in 2017. He's the guy who brought up a lot of that enforcement language and all those things. He's an independent. He does lean Republican, based on what this article was telling me. So with him leaving, Joe Biden will have the opportunity to appoint someone else to change course. Now, it's possible that they could, you know, a different person comes in with different priorities. It's entirely possible. However, Democrats have been pretty supportive of Jay Clayton's leadership over the past couple years. They seem pretty happy with what he was doing. So it doesn't seem like the new appointee will be a stark departure from Jay. Probably just, you know, a different person with slightly different priorities. They may prioritize crypto slightly more, slightly less, probably a little bit less in the mid of this COVID pandemic, but, you know, we'll see. Clayton's SEC released the 2017 investigative report into the offer and sale of digital tokens. It was actually the first of its kind SEC analysis, and it did kick off the crypto enforcement. You know, dozens of cases over illegal securities offerings, investment scams, and other, you know, violations. A lot of people got fined. Kick, Telegram are just two examples that I can think of, as well as a multitude. Tezos actually just settled an SEC case about a month or two ago with them. So there was a lot of different things that went on because it was determined that ICOs in the United States were considered securities. It actually led to the death of the ICO movement. But it was a pretty scam-filled movement, so it's kind of a mixed bag whether yeah or no. Luke Cadogan, you know, he was a guy who represented Keek during this case. He stated that one would hope the SEC might be more willing to reconsider its approach to regulate through enforcement. He did say, I don't think that it will ultimately do so, regardless of who is in charge. So the Attorney General's office is putting out pretty Bitcoin agnostic, here's how we stamp out the illegal activity, but they're not targeting legal activity in any way. The SEC seems content to prevent illegal security offerings, but is otherwise pretty crypto agnostic. On top of that, Trump just announced his intent to nominate Brian Brooks to the head of the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency. And this would be really, really, really good for crypto if it goes through. He is Coinbase's former chief legal officer, and he's got a decent smile, I'll give him that. He's been serving as active comptroller since May 29th of this year, after the previous guy resigned. If the nomination does go through, which it may or may not, the Senate's got a lot on its plate. He's one guy, it's one office. But if he does go through, he would serve a 5-year term, which technically Biden could probably just, you know, make him resign and appoint his own guy. But if this goes through, I don't think Biden's going to fight too hard over this. He's going to have a lot on his plate rather than dealing with someone who just got appointed to the OCC. My opinion, I could be wrong. Maybe it's just wishful thinking, because I think he'd be very good for the promoting crypto. In fact, he's already done some decent stuff back in July. The OCC under Brooks said that banks could take custody of crypto assets. Yeah, he was the office behind that fun little ruling. The focus that Brooks has had on crypto has actually rubbed some Democrats the wrong way. Not that he is doing this for crypto, but that he's doing this and seeming to be focusing on crypto during the midst of a pandemic. So, yeah, I kind of popped in over here and looked at this other article that they, you know, they talked about, and the quote was, "Arguably, the immediate needs of millions of at-risk individuals who have not yet received an economic stimulus check and or cannot deposit their funds in a bank deserve greater attention than an effort to increase access to financial services to the banked community via mobile phones." So basically, the six Democrats that sent him this letter were more just annoyed that he is doing it, and they think he should be focusing on other things. Now, that could be indicative of a larger hate into Brian overall, but when I look at the people who are on the list, the first one is Rashida Tlaib. She leans pretty far left. Honestly, Biden is pretty centrist when it comes to Democrats. So honestly, I don't really see Biden prioritizing dealing with Mr. Brooks in any way, shape, or form. So if this goes through, this will be really good for crypto. We just got to keep an eye on it. On top of that, Biden just announced a man by the name of Gary Gensler. So he's a former chairman of the CFTC and a Goldman Sachs executive who has argued that cryptocurrencies have exposed shortcomings in traditional and existing payment systems. He actually just got appointed to lead Biden's financial policy transition team, which is a pretty good get for crypto. He last year wrote that Bitcoin's underlying blockchain technology is a catalyst for change, arguing that we already live in the age of digital money and the potential this technology has to be a catalyst for change is real. He wrote in an op-ed for Bitcoin and the crypto industry for CoinDesk, stating, "I remain intrigued by Satoshi's innovation's potential to spur change, either directly or indirectly as a catalyst." So the executive director of the Blockchain Association, Kristen Smith, really does believe that they have an opportunity in the Biden administration going through Gensler. You know, he's pretty familiar with crypto and blockchain and hopefully can put the right team of regulators together that will be more willing to work together to advance policies. Bitcoin regulation is coming. It would come with a Democrat in the White House. It would come with a Republican in the White House. There needs to be some level of regulation and codifying of practices for the safety of all. I would rather have someone like Gensler doing this, who's familiar, who's wrote, you know, in as a proponent of it, than an unknown. So people are pretty happy with that. So with that being said, Biden could be big for Bitcoin. He could. Oh God, those ads. Now it's a combination of existing trends that are going on in the government. Biden is going to be prioritizing COVID stimulus and relief, which could actually be pretty big for Bitcoin in the short term. Basically, the way I see it is he's going to shut down or put the country into a lockdown. Now, if you do that in conjunction with a pretty good stimulus package, you're looking at the potential for crypto to shoot up after, admittedly, probably a bit of a dip. Look, the amount of money that is getting pumped into the U.S. economy is only going to spur higher inflation, and since Bitcoin is an anti-inflationary device, it by nature is going to go up in relation to an inflating asset. On top of that, with more regulation comes more clarity. With more clarity comes more safety. And with people who hold Bitcoin feeling safer, crypto becomes a less risky asset, which means more people are willing to invest. More people invest, higher demand goes. Higher demand goes, the higher the price goes. So there's a lot of different reasons why Biden could be big. But a lot of this is just due to the fact that Bitcoin is heading in that direction anyways. And there is no evidence as of right now that Biden is going to try to counteract that. There just isn't. So with that being said, my name is John. This is Crypto Top 10. Typically, I try to come at you with some of the trending articles in the crypto news space, but I am trying to branch out just a little bit. I got a wife and a newborn baby, so I'm trying out different kinds of content. If you made it to this point and you haven't subscribed, please do. I obviously have a pretty small channel. You can look at my subscriber count. You know, let me know how I did down in the comments. Hit that like button if you're finding this on YouTube. Otherwise, I'll be talking to you guys soon. Peace.